And in the bedroom, how did you keep your clothes? Where did you keep your clothes in the room?
Well, they had trunks, and we'd keep part of them put away in the trunk, and part of them, you know, just had to keep them hung up on the wall. And sometimes, you know, we'd put a curtain of some sort, maybe a sheet or something like a bedspread, and have it, you know, just tied up the top of it, tied one end to one nail, and then, you know, there you kind of curtain off, you know, kind of curtain off the corner. Mm-hmm. But it was just kind of like, same as that's the forerunner of the closet, I reckon.
I see.
The closet. Oh, I thought if I had one closet, I'd have it made. Maybe that's why I was keeping the house, but I didn't. And just part of the name. The more clothes you have, the more space, the more things you put in.
Put away.
I have one in each room, my bedroom and the kitchen closet. And I try to unload them every once in a while. But they always get loaded back up. But that does keep your bedroom and your living room neat. Now, I can appreciate them.
Did you have drawers or anything in a piece of furniture?
Well, people would have dressers, you know.
Uh-huh.
This dresser here that I have is an old one, if you've never noticed it. I guess it would qualify as antique.
Uh-huh. And
it has the brass pulls, the metal pulls on the drawers. Well, we just bought our house. We lost a house and a dresser, practically everything I had. Well, we bought that, just bought it second hand. But this antique collector came in here and he had his eyes on that dresser. He wanted to know if it was for sale, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm attached to it.
Sure.
I like the mirror.
How about did you or other houses have these great big pieces of furniture where you didn't have a closet and that have doors that you open up?
Wardrobe, something like that.
Wardrobe.
Well, some few did.
Mm-hmm.
And later then they bring on the shift robes. It was one side drawers, you know, and kind of talk to it. Then the other side had a mirror to it, you know. They were nice.
So
they use them now.
You didn't really need a closet then, did you? With those wardrobes, you didn't need a built-in closet.
They helped a lot of people have them. We didn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
But when my mother had a piece of furniture, it was a corner cupboard. Just fits in the corner, you know, the back of it. Fits a corner of the room, and that's the only place it'll sit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had a solid walnut cupboard. And my sister had that when the house burned and lost that. I wouldn't have taken anything for it. We all thought like it was a genuine antique.
Mm-hmm.
An heirloom besides.
Mm-hmm.
Lost it.
Would you describe how you would make a bed? What were the different kinds of, for example, what was the mattress made of? And how you would put the bed together, what you put on top to keep warm and things like
we
that?
We had feather beds, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people did. It was a good long while before. I remember anybody in our community had my mattress. Well, we had silk or straw under bed, under the feather bed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it makes a good warm bed,
yes.
But it didn't look as neat as the mattress. I appreciate my mattresses now. I still have two feather beds here. One belonged to my husband, one belonged to my sister. And they're under my mattresses, though, because the mattress bed will make up a better, smoother top than the feather bed.
I see.
Uh-huh. And I sold. There were two more feather beds, and I sold them a year or two ago. I needed the money to buy some paint. The house, you know, will go down if you don't paint it. And I sold them. I thought, well, I don't need them. And the children wouldn't use them if they had them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I said, now, no, I see. I reckon I got one of the feather beds here belongs to my son-in-law. But he didn't need it when they moved into their new house. So they brought it up here for us to use, but it's under the mattress.